When Arya squinted the right way, she could see the sword too. Only it wasn't a new sword. It was ice. Her father's great sword. All Ripley Valyrian steel, and the red was Lord Eddard's blood on the blade, after Sir Ilion, the king's justice, had cut off his head. Yoren had made her look away when it happened, yet it seemed to her that the comet looked like ice must have after. When at last she slept, she dreamed of home. The King's Road wound its way past Winterfell, on its way to the wall, and Yoren had promised he'd leave her there with no one any wiser about who she'd been. She yearned to see her mother again, and Rob, and Bran, and Rickon, but it was Jon Snow she thought of most. She wished somehow they could come to the wall before Winterfell, so Jon might muss up a hair and call her Little Sister. She'd tell him, "I missed you," and he'd say it too at the very same moment, the way they always used to say things together. She would have liked that. She would have liked that better than anything.